Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Zolak and Bertrand are live on Radio Row at the Georgia World Congress Center, presented by DCU, Digital Federal Credit Union, on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand from Atlanta, Radio Row, the Georgia World Congress Center. This hour of coverage from Radio Row is brought to you by Spiegel Scrap Metal.
Scrap it.
Kyle Turley was awesome, man.
I'm going to make all these new taglines
yeah.
for all these new people that, and not new ones, but for some of our sponsors.
No,
that are
Spiegel
with.
Scrap Metal's been...
like scrap it. Hell of a good lick it.
Spiegel Scrap Metal been coming up big during Super Bowl weeks for years now on this show. So our thanks to Spiegel Scrap Metal.
Scrappy company. They get after you.
Just stop.
Because this is going to lead you to say something negative.
No, it's
about
like
one of our good clients and friends. And
like
partners.
Scooby's nephew, Scrappy Doo. Am I right?
Yeah. Scrappy Doo. Hey, Raggy, Rook, Woodrins.
Kyle Turley's a trip.
It's old man Withers.
I tell you what, though.
Hey.
And the basis of his message, which I totally agree with, is there's a lot of untapped potential.
And
you know, in the root of, you know, this product or whatever product is out there, you know, not just his specifically, because I don't want to turn this into an infomercial, that there's still a lot of ignorance about, like, yeah, people just want to get hot. No, it's right there in front of you. It's like, all the other pills are fine.
Yeah.
You know, all the other painkillers, it's like, those are opium derivatives.
Right.
You know, you're talking about a derivative of something else that has actual medicinal purposes to it.
Yeah.
And people are still like, can't go anywhere near that. And I tell you what, we all know people as we get older, our friends and our own family members start dealing with medical issues, and people who are dead set against it.
My dad's on it. My dad's not well, but he takes it, and it's the non get high type.
My buddy's father-in-law just went through it, and it was like he was against it his whole life. It's like, take this lollipop, and you're going to be able to feel better and eat. And he did, and he was like, yeah, I can't believe I was against this for my whole life when it's proper medicine when used properly. You know,
yeah.
So there's a lot of information. Kyle had a lot of information.
Man, a lot to go there.
Yeah.
But he believes in it. You could tell he believes.
Oh,
in
yeah.
It. You're getting reminded of Brady with the TB12 stuff. You know, it's at times when you start going the neuropath. You know, yeah, I'm curing guys. I don't know.
Well, no, because I think there are some parts, and I asked him, like, well, I'm open to hearing you on.
That's
this,
what. I'm,
don't it? Tell me that you're going to cure ALS.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, waking people up from comas. I know.
Do you know what I mean?
That's
where you cross over line. You're like, what? Well, wait a minute. What?
But they don't tell me, like, you're going to put one drop in and you're going to feel great. I like, what is the time? Like, how long should I give this if I would test that
Well,
product?
That's you and your immediate gratification needs. That's
No, but that's all seriousness. There's a lot of people that buy this stuff, like the Lyme disease.
Libidos. I was like, yeah?
No, but like, I got weird aches and pains. There'll be days where my joints are killing me.
Can make that even better, huh? Yeah,
my head's killing me. I mean, Jim's wife takes this stuff. There's a certain property in it that will make people feel better if you use. I want to know how I should use it, how long should I use it before I should decide whether or not this thing works for me.
5 days, that's, he said.
5 days.
That's what he said.
5 days, I'll be looking him up.
Okay.
He gave me 3 pills. He said he'd be calling me in 30 minutes.
Did you take them?
18 minutes. Hell yeah, I took them.
Oh my God.
Then I squirted all kind of stuff on my lungs.
Yeah, he did. Oh, great. He squirted a number of substances on.
I'm feeling pretty damn good.
It's great.
Get that deer antler spray guy over here. Where's that son of a bitch?
There's a time I saw penguins.
He's out on the sidewalk having a press conference.
I saw penguins. It wasn't at the aquatic center. They were in my living room. There was one day when you thought you saw penguins and there was a deer, and I remember I took something and the pills didn't mix right. I ended up calling my sister, and I said something about Brody and a gun, and there was a deer and a penguin in my living room.
And
she must have called the house 37 times after that, and I never picked the phone. She was in a panic. There's no deer.
Oh, there wasn't? There wasn't a deer in the house?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I was confused.
Yeah. Now it's a party.
Now it's a party.
Get out the bales of hay. Make sure you got some ice for the penguin over there.
We should
and
let
some fish.
Zoe host the rest of the show. Joining us now is one of the Care Bears. It looks like we got Tenderheart sitting
hey,
over here.
Hey, where's Gummy Still?
What's up, buddy? Where's Good Luck Bear? Let's get him in here, too.
Who took the gummies?
Another headset
yeah,
for Good Luck Bear.
Here. Oh, we're a bunch of idiots.
Some of this cream on his way.
For what? Do you have a problem with your neck?
I don't know. It's just going to absorb quick right there where that... Venous.
Oh, you want on your jugular vein.
I want on that artery. Just get it right to my heart.
Yeah. Just eat it.
Whew, that's what she's... Never mind. Here we go.
Here are the rails.
Where?
Here's the show.
I love this week.
I'm sure you do.
By so the cannabis guy comes on, and the following segment is just you guys giggling the entire segment. That's a shocker.
And I'm missing two gummies.
Woo!
Right now.
What's right now?
Right now. That's... Caller 10 to Ooh. The Pride Motor Group contest
get some,
line.
Get some gummies.
Caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line right now, 617-931-0985. We'll score a $100 Visa gift card. It's all courtesy. Put your hands down. It's all courtesy. Put the headset down.
Give it to me.
Finish.
Give it
just
to
finish.
Me. Caller 10, the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985, scores a $100 Visa gift card courtesy of Digital Federal Credit Union. Take control of your student loan payments by refinancing with DCU. Learn more at dcu.org.
You know, I like a lot of songs, whatever. Flow Rider songs, Flow Rider My House, I like that. They always have good jams, you know, they're upbeat, right. Upgoing, get your energy going. So, the Flow Rider albums.
Yeah.
Why not? Apple Bottom Jeans.
Let me talk to you. Let me talk to you. Let it rain. Let me talk to you. Come on. So to have them apple bottom jeans.
Zolak and Bertrand, Radio Row in Atlanta, Super Bowl 53. Things are picking up here today.
Sure are.
Our celebrity guests moved their spot to tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, be loaded tomorrow, too.
So the celebrity, very nice person, as Zoe said. She's nice.
Yes, very nice.
I think that with her moving to tomorrow, there's an increased chance of her bringing in another friend along.
That'd be great.
That's what I think. Right?
She's the boss.
You agree with
that? She's the boss.
Yeah. We'll see what happens there. But we've got a former Patriot and a former Super Bowl champion and playoff hero and Super Bowl hero and all of those things. Adam Vinatieri is going to join us coming up in about 15 minutes.
Excellent.
So always great to talk to
Last time we talked to him was Houston.
You guys could have a...
Rumor is he shaved the rally beard, too.
You guys could have a conversation about gray beards and how he takes care of his compared to yours.
Well, rumor has he shaved it.
This is white. Like
he shaved it.
He should shave it.
Yeah.
I don't think teams will call if you go around and see.
Mine's
white hair.
He
mine's
signed a new contract.
I'm yeah. Father Christmas.
He re-upped.
He's got a one-year deal.
I know.
Re-upped.
Yeah. Wow.
We'll talk to him about it. We'll save it.
So which Flow Rider album was the best that Rob's talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah. Albums.
I have all his albums.
A lot of energy. A lot of fun.
I have all his CDs.
Flo Rida discography.
Flo Rida greatest hits. Like, yeah. Is there a trilogy out yet?
The album.
The box set?
It's just 9 remixes of the same song.
617-779-0985.
My kid always thought it was Florida.
I don't know if I can take a call at the moment.
Sure could. Oh, maybe Tom could pull them up.
Hold on. I can't even see the names. Okay, we're good.
Okay.
Let's do this. Doug is in North Andover. There you go. Doug, go ahead.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doug.
I love your show. You guys do a great job, all of you. So I just wanted to let you know that up front. You're welcome. Listen, I just have to jump real quick on that cannabis conversation just quickly, and then I'll touch on the Patriots and the Super Bowl. But what I have to share with you guys is 100% accurate. Everything he said is true. I actually got some stuff quite some time ago just for my hands and arthritis and so forth. Just a cream, and I was like, wow, this works amazingly. And I had friends and family try it, and they all thought the same. So to your point, I started slow with the external stuff, you know what I mean, on the skin, and that was unbelievable. But then I went this Christmas, and I treated myself on getting some more of that stuff, and I tried the CBD oil. I can tell you honestly, in 6 weeks, I haven't taken an Aleve in 6 weeks. And within 5 days, he's absolutely right. My arthritis, I have plantar fasciitis in both my feet because I have flat feet and I'm getting orthotics and whatnot, but it's very painful if you've ever had it. All of the pain is gone and subsided from that. My hands are amazingly almost back to normal within 6 weeks. I haven't taken a pill, guys, in 6 weeks. And I was taking it pretty much every other day, pretty routinely, just due to inflammation and, you know, pain, right? So what he's saying is true, and the last thing I'll say about it is look up the farm bill that was passed in December of last year. CBD, or cannabis, was legalized at the federal level, and it was the first time since 1970, the Controlled Substance Act, that they actually changed the specifics around cannabis where they legalized CBD and they legalized cannabis and hemp, basically. There's an article on Forbes. You can look that up on that one as well. So some really good information. Everything you said is true, 100%, and I'm a person that can 100% validate it. It's everything as far as attitude, energy, all that is 100% accurate. So real quick on the Patriots, I have a question and a comment first. The running game, I think, is going to be absolutely critical to the Patriots winning. And I think right now, if you understand that, then what we have to really assess is, and I want your answer to this question, do you think our offensive line can manhandle the defensive line of the Rams well enough, just like they did in the AFC Championship game where Michelle was taking it on first down and he was running it down their throat on every single first down for, I think, the first series up until the end, where they got towards the end line. Do you think they can do that against the Rams' defensive line? And if they can, I think they're going to pull it out, guys. I really do.
All right, Doug, thanks for the call.
I saw
a show. That guy can talk.
I went over to the T-Motel yesterday, watched, sat in on Bill's press conference, and then they had a couple podiums up for the players. Obviously, you're not getting close to Brady.
Yeah.
But then there's James Devlin. I go over and I listen, and this guy's talking to him, and he's talking about, you know, his bench press. He can max out at 500 pounds, and his squat right now is maxing out at 670.
Oh. 670, he said.
So to your question,
can you imagine that?
Can you block these guys? When you have the strength of a meathead fullback that is built like him and has no neck, that squats 670 and benches and maxes out at 500, you help him with those guards, and you're turning some of those guys in the hole. The backs, Michelle and Burkhead, hit the hole as good and quick as anybody as I've seen.
500 pounds.
So I'm telling you, with Dante as the coach and their ability to stay on key, that trap game is going to be big in this game. I'm not talking about lining up, getting in front of Ndamukong Suh, getting pad under level and moving him back and jacking him up. You're not going to do that. I think you got to get him coming upfield and his side here, right in the side, man. And it's that pull. It's that trap. And that's part of the process of direction one way, cut back the other.
Not going to overpower
them. But it takes bodies. Right. Takes bodies. It's going to take scheming.
It's this. It's timing. It's scheming.
Yeah, right.
They do get wide, which is an advantage, I think, for the Patriots. So the inside two guys will be five technique, meaning outside the shoulder of both guards. They're not going to cover the center. So David Andrews is going to play a lot in this game uncovered, which is unusual for him. Usually he snaps it and he's got a guy right on him. So his ability
What's his assignment going to be then?
So he's going to make those tag calls. So if you got a trap coming to the left, that means I'm snapping this, and he's going to make a call to where he's going to double with the left guard. Get on him, and he's going to go up to the backer. Now that's going to have a hole there. Now you got to pull Trent Brown around, pin Sue there, and that's going to get you up to the safety, hopefully. So all this stuff is predicated on timing, bang-bang type stuff.
Right.
And that's with Michelle and Burkhead. You're not going to do that with White. White's going to be, I think, more of a screen and draw guy.
Oh, my God, Zoe. Look who's on the line. Jungle-O in South Carolina.
Shut up.
Unbelievable. Awesome.
Jungle-O.
Made my day.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, my man.
So much.
I miss you.
Yeah, I haven't heard the show since I left Boston, but I got some girl down at the store here to get you guys on my cell phone, on my internet cell phone. So now
your
I can
internet, talk- cell, internet phone. Cell phone. I love those kinds.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I can talk to you guys anytime now. I am so psyched. I tell you, really miss what you have sometimes, and
sure,
you would never think, well, a radio station, you know, but I'm telling you, I missed you guys, and it's so good to be able to talk to you guys again.
How's the zoos down there? Like, I know you're big in, you know, visiting some of the zoos and the monkey section and all that.
Well, I'll tell you, there's not many zoos around here, but they do have a lot of wildlife. You could literally get roadkill off the street, fresh roadkill, about every 2 miles down here. So there is ample food sources down here.
That's fantastic. Good news. Glad to hear you're doing so well.
How's the music been going? You've been dabbling at, or you kind of gave that up?
Well, I don't have a recording studio. I'm just getting set up down here, and I don't know of any recording studios.
What are you going to be doing down there anyway? I'm curious to know.
Yeah, what are you doing down in South Carolina?
What drew you down there?
Well, I got a house. I happen to get right on a lake. I have a boat dock. I'm on a 1,500 acre lake.
Our boss just bought a boat.
Yeah, is there any chance you might
bring
be able
the boat
to
down?
Maybe you guys could connect and talk boats.
Yeah. Jungle-O's got a boat dock.
You got a boat?
Yeah,
lake
and I just got a pontoon boat.
Pontoon boat.
Jungle-O, don't hang up. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to give you our boss's cell phone number, and that way you guys can connect.
What kind of engine you got on the back of that
pontoon boat? How many horses there?
It's 90 horse.
90? Oh, he's got a 90.
That thing ain't moving too much.
He's moving.
You're going to be cruising.
I'm going to be cruising. You get that right. I can't wait. They got catfish down here, about 30 pounds, I heard.
Oh,
so.
Man.
30 hey, pounds.
You get those suckers.
All right, Jungle-O, we got to let you go.
Oh, man, I love you, buddy.
All right.
Got to let you go because we got to get to the headlines with Hardy. You ever had catfish?
Yes.
I don't like it.
I do. Hey, you got to use the right type of breading. Got to have a little spicy breading.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So like all those nice, really nice restaurants in New Orleans had it wrong when they breaded it? I don't like the flavor of the fish.
Some people just roll it in flour and try and fry it. It's gamey.
It's just not.
It's a dirty, gamey fish.
Yeah, I'll take my fish out of the
it's
ocean.
A bottom feeder.
From them oceans, if you don't mind.
Yes.
Hardy has headlines. Oceans. Adam Vinatieri will join us next.
Sports Hub headlines.
Super Bowl week continues. As Beetle just said, Adam Vinatieri will be joining us live on Radio Row as we get closer and closer to the big game on Sunday, Patriots versus Rams. You'll, of course, hear the game right here on your flagship station for the New England Patriots. Bob Sosi and Scott Zolak on the call here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Yesterday, Bill Belichick addressing the possibility of a balanced offensive attack on Sunday.
I don't know about Sunday. We'll see how the game goes. You know, there have been games where we've run the ball, we've thrown the ball, we've been balanced. So it's, I don't think that's as important as moving the ball and scoring points. So if we move the ball and score points, I think we'll feel good about our offensive production. If we don't, then we won't. It's not about stats, it's about really production.
Meanwhile, the Celtics got a win last night, 126-94 over the Hornets at the TD Garden. Kyrie Irving out again. Jaylen Brown doing his part with 24 points and 10 rebounds. Tomorrow night, they'll visit the Knicks. Bruins are home tonight to take on the Flyers. 6:30 pregame with Judd Surratt and Bob Beers right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Headlines are brought to you by Hooters. Order 50 wings and get two Bud Light Super Bowl 53 pint glasses. Order in person, over the phone, or at Hooters.com. Hooters makes you happy. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Get your headlines anytime on your Alexa voice-activated speaker or right here in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand are live on Radio Row at the Georgia World Congress Center. Presented by DCU, Digital Federal Credit Union, on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Ken Walter will hold. Lonnie Paxton will snap from the far hash mark. Angle to the left for Adam Vinatieri. 48-yard field goal attempt. Set to go. Snap. Ball down. Kick up. Kick is on the way. And it is good!
17 years ago this week. Sunday will be 17 years to the day. Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand. This hour of coverage from Radio Row brought to you by Spiegel Scrap Metal. And we have a new guest in our Big Y World Class Market guest chair. It is Patriots legend and long snapper Lonnie Paxton. No, just kidding.
Come on, man. I'm not that big.
I'm just kidding.
Come on,
it's Ken Walter.
I love Lonnie.
Lonnie's doing well,
it's Ken
too.
Walter. It's the guy who held the ball.
There you go.
No, it's Adam Vinatieri who's with us. Adam, great to see you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Adam today brought to us by Omeprazole, which this time of year, Super Bowl Sunday.
Rockies,
probably a good day for that. Omeprazole ODT. Store brand, frequent heartburn treatment that melts right in your mouth so you can easily take it with you to your party on Sunday. Get more information. To combat heartburn, visit dissolveyourheartburn.com.
You down with ODT?
Yeah, you know me.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, you know, everybody eats a little. I'll be eating a little crummy for Super Bowl, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, right.
Some people will be stressing out about the game. So heartburn's one of those things that let's knock it out, you know?
You ever get tired of hearing that call?
It's awesome. You hear it every once in a while, and it never gets old.
Gil passed away.
Still
Gil,
make it.
Gil Santos time. Passed away this year.
Oh,
and,
no.
Yeah. They just kept playing it on a loop at his wake, and it was pretty cool.
That is awesome.
Pictures
of
you.
Yeah, no.
It's one of those great moments.
Does it feel like 17 years ago to you? That's a long time.
This Sunday, 17th of the day.
It doesn't seem like that until you start talking about it, you know, and you go, okay, I guess it does make sense. But, no, it's, I guess time flies, you know, for all of us.
Well, you're still doing it.
Well, and so are they. You know, so are the Patriots. I mean, it just, what is this, 9 out of however many years it's been? It's unbelievable that they just keep on doing their thing. It's amazing, you know. Think people change except for Tom and Bill, and they just find a way to get it done. It's awesome.
Did the sit-down already for Bill. I did the TV with Bill. We recorded it at media night, and I asked him the same thing. Well, Sunday when you kick it off, you know, it's 17th of the day. Did you ever think, you know, at that time, he's like, you never knew it, he said, but we've been fortunate. You know, he's past the Brady stuff. Right. So I've had two kickers since then, two different kickers, athletic guys that aren't your typical, you know, kickers. Like Steve's a guy that
he's a great athlete.
You know, the Herschel Walker play with you, all that stuff. How's the training going for you? How you feel physically?
I feel good. You know, obviously when you're getting a little older in age, especially for football, you wake up, you've got some aches and pains, but I do a lot more little stuff now. I've always been a guy that's in the training room and soft tissue work, and I'm trying to eat good and sleep and do all the right
Brady stuff.
Well, yeah, I don't know about avocado ice cream or anything, but yeah, you know, it does make sense that for me, it's not like the day of; it's the next couple days afterward. The recovery time is the hardest part for me, and I know I've asked a lot of the older guys that have retired along the way. I said, "When do you know you're done?" And they're like, When it's Thursday and Friday and I still feel crappy and I can't come the weekend and I'm still not right yet. I'm not there yet, but I'm trying to do, you know, fight Father Time the best I can, you know.
What becomes more important, do you think, as you get older? Is it the nutrition aspect or is it the physical training aspect?
All of the above.
So remain like equally important as you get older?
I don't do the same lifting regimen as I did. I don't get under a heavy squat rack anymore, but I find other ways to keep my legs strong. And I don't think even at the end of the season, I can still go back and bang a 60-yard field goal. The distance hasn't left me yet. It's just after a game, I feel like I'm a true football player that's played 50 plays rather than just a kicker that's kicking in a net most of the game. I mean, that's the difference. It really is.
But you've had no loss of desire to keep doing this thing.
Now, I tell you what, there's nothing like running. And Scott, you know, I mean, there's nothing like running out onto the field and the crowd's going crazy and just all the little stuff. I mean, it's a special thing. And I don't know if I'll miss the games as much as the locker room banter and the guy, you know, the relationships that you build. There's something special about the bond that you build. And even seeing, I'm seeing former teammates and current teammates walking around here, and I'm like, you know, you don't ever lose that. The guys that you've won Super Bowls with and stuff, there's a bond there that I don't know if you can have that in any other thing that you do, and I don't want to let it go until it's time.
Frank Reich, I know him well, went to Maryland prior to me. Your coach, how weird was it, the departure of Josh and how that all went down, where you thought it's Josh coming in and how Ballard has handled it, the type of team you built, and how Frank has stepped in and got you guys to where you needed to go?
Yeah, you know, I was pretty excited when the initial thought of him coming in, and I'm like, okay, we're going to have a little bit more of the Patriot discipline and the Patriot way, and then when it went the other way, you know,
God was looking down on us. What a blessing that it has been that Frank is here. He is the exact right guy for the job in Indy. He's done a fantastic job. What I really like about Frank is he's always steady. He's always even keel. You know exactly what you get with him. You know exactly what the expectations are. And so guys perform well. They buy into his schemes and what's going. And Chris Ballard, our general manager, he brought in the right guys. He's been drafting the right guys. He's bringing the non-selfish, hardworking guys. Kind of the same kind of thing that the Patriots do. They bring in a lot of hardworking, just blue-collar guys that want to play well and do well. And I think that transformation this year, I don't think anybody expected us to be 11-6 and run the tables the second half of the season.
Well, your quarterback got healthy.
That makes a huge difference. You know, as well as I know, if you've got a really good quarterback, you're going to win some games.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes a huge difference.
Did you ever worry about him? Because he hasn't thrown. You know, he never picked up the Duke. You know, the official.
He was worried about him.
I think
Josh couldn't get a fair answer on like what is the physical condition of him.
I think we all were a little concerned for sure. I mean, I know I was too. But I saw him doing some rehab the year before, throwing a little bit, and he was out that year and he didn't come back. But I watched him throw balls and I'm like, damn, I don't know how it feels, but it looks really good, you know. And he wasn't quite back yet,
right.
And he took his time to make sure he was ready to go. And I'm sure, you know, without speaking on other people's injuries, I'm sure it was hard on him as well. But we were all very, very anxious, even through OTAs and stuff like that. He's not, you know, he's just handing the ball off and he's doing his own rehab. We're like, dude, when are you going to start throwing the ball? But he came back ready to go, and he did it at his timing and his pace throughout the offseason.
Andrew.
But sure enough.
The season's coming up.
Oh, yeah. The progression, we're like, it's time, bud.
We know how you feel about Mr. Kraft. Obviously, long history there. Sure you still keep in touch a little bit when you see him at certain things.
Well, I know where this is going.
You got a hell of an owner, and we have fun with some of the hey, Quentin, man, you fired up, you know. And,
it's exciting.
And I just want to say, and can you talk about the post game?
Hey, Adam, what was
the
great
game?
Kick.
The game prior,
did you ever get one of those?
Game prior to Kansas City, you guys won. Was it Houston? Houston, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Where he did the post game, and we were running on
I'm
the audio.
Rainmaker?
Yes.
That was awesome.
You know, and I make it rain, man.
Listen. He
give me something on Ursay.
So our owner, Jim Ursay, is a rock star. And when I say that, like, he's got guitars and all this. Yeah, his collection is amazing. So he's just like an old school rock star. And he is what he is. You guys like to poke fun and his comments and stuff.
Well, I know you do.
But he's genuinely an awesome guy. And he's got a great heart. And some of the stuff that he says is fun. I'm like, we were all laughing. We were like, this is awesome, you know. But
score some more points, man.
Score some more points, man.
So let's recreate him calling you up and offering you a one-year deal for next year, okay? Here, okay, phone's right.
Hey, Adam, you fired up for one more year?
Yeah, let's go do this,
let's do it. What do you want, $6 million, $7 million? Either way, here's what we're going to do. You hit the ATM, you ride shotgun with me, we'll go out and celebrate tonight. You fired up?
I love it. I didn't get that invite, but I would have been right there with
yeah,
for sure.
But
for sure.
Building guys playing, man, I think Indy gets a bad rap for cities. They say, oh, look at these Super Bowls. I thought one of the best Super Bowls, now the weather worked out, was in Indy.
It's like 40 below wind chill right now.
That stadium's one of my favorites in the league, man. It really is.
They did a great job. It's a fun stadium. It's very nice, and I think everybody that goes in there, and you know, Indy fans, you guys will laugh, but they're friendly. They're nice people.
Oh, they are.
They back the team, but they're nice people.
It's like St. Louis baseball fans. It's weird. Cardinals.
Yeah. It's just a different atmosphere, but it's enjoyable for everybody that goes, and you know, we're not getting snowballs thrown at us or any of that kind of stuff that goes on, you know, but it's good. It's good.
What do you mean? Adam Vinatieri is with us, brought to us by Omeprazole ODT. I want to talk about this right here, which is the record-breaking ranch, which is yours, which is in Missouri, correct?
Correct.
I've looked at your website before just to check it all out. I've never been hunting in my life. Okay, I'm a city kid. I don't know anything about hunting. But this place looks awesome.
It is. It is awesome. Like I got lucky. I was looking around for about 6-7 years. Again, I didn't know I was going to play till I was 46 plus. So I started going, what am I going to do after this? I've always been an outdoors guy.
Kill deer.
I love to hunt. Yeah, I love doing that stuff. So I found this ranch. It's got a 10,000 square foot lodge on it. It's beautiful. The property is awesome. It's basically for the person that wants to go out and
how many rooms the lodge have?
It's got 8 separate bedrooms, all with their own bathroom. You know, whatever.
So we never leave the lodge.
So you don't have to. Just come and hang out and drink some booze or whatever.
I've never shot it before. I've never shot a gun. Say I come out there and get lit, like a couple buddies. Turn me loose in the woods with a gun?
No, dude. You're going to get lit after you
and
come
back. In one of those
back.
Quads? Give me some quads. Right, I'll drive. I'll come out, man.
Well,
Matt Light still does his crazy shootout.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Down at Evansville.
Yeah.
So do groups rent out the entire place?
Depends, yeah.
Or is it different groups?
So our demographic is whoever that loves to come hunting, right?
Yeah.
But really, we're kind of for the business exec that says, I want to go and stay at a nice place.
Point.
I want to go shoot a nice big deer or elk, or we've got some other things there as well. And then they go, but I don't want to skin my own deer. I don't want to cook for myself. I don't want to sleep in a tent somewhere. This is like turnkey. This is kind of like when you go to Africa and go on safari. We've got beautiful animals. You come and you have a great time. You come with your buddies. You come with a whole group of people if you want to, and you hang out for 4 days. You go hunting. You come back in. We build fire. You drink some booze.
Yeah,
you tell stories and have a great time.
Beautiful animals. Come on out and kill them.
Yeah. Look at these zippers. Where do you get the zipper pants at?
Hey, man.
I remember first time
you love bagging on my clothing.
No, okay,
tell the story.
We have all the way dudes be sitting like he got the FUBU stuff on again. And then who was it? Was it a Ty to come over and say, hey man, you know what that is? That's Forrest Bias, right?
I had no idea what it was.
And
I just
like yes,
I just like the shirt.
That's good,
hey, man.
Yeah, that is stylish. You're stylish.
Sure. Hey, when you're teammates, we can do that kind of stuff. You
that's
know
right,
what
buddy.
I mean?
I like that.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate you. Appreciate
good.
You.
But
you're
glad you're doing well, man.
You've
really
now been with the Colts longer than you were with the Patriots.
Yeah. Just finished 13 years with the Colts. I can't believe that it's been. I've had two full careers on two different teams. It's unbelievable, and I'm still trying to put the exclamation point on the end of the book somewhere.
Do
you know
just
what I mean?
Think about it like year to year now? Like you're. Just
I do. Yeah. You know. At one point a year or two ago, there should we sign a multi-year deal? And I said, I know I want to play another year. I don't know what future has in store. I know that you know maybe my body changes. Maybe I get injured. I don't want to get into some of that stuff where you've got to make those decisions. For me, it's more about I knew I wanted to come back and see if this team could take it to the next level next year. So, you know, and especially when you get my – they're not going to give me 3-, 4-, 5-year things. And rightfully so. They shouldn't. So play it year by year. As long as I'm putting a good product out there, we'll see where it goes.
You know, I'm happy. It all matters. Yeah.
Do you know that Indy is your last stop for sure? Would you go somewhere else?
Yeah, I think I'm probably – at this point, I don't want to move. My kids are in high school. My oldest is in high school, and I don't really want to – I don't care to move them again and do that.
So it's there or nowhere else?
I think so at this point.
Valerie doesn't want to go back to Florida or something? Like,
well, you never – you know, if –
Dolphins kick?
I shouldn't say that. If the right situation was there and that was a different thing,
yeah.
I'm not going to say that I wouldn't, but I really, really enjoy living in Indy, and I consider that home,
cool
and I'm
town.
Sure I'll – I'm sure I'll stay there and raise the kids there. So it's probably the last stop in that whole thing.
All right, quickly before we let you go, there will be a day where you belong in Canton, whenever it is you decide to be done. But one of your former teammates, Ty Law, is up for it coming up 2 days from now. Does he belong in the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
You know, I think he does. I mean, when he was playing on our team and throughout that, I think he was – when people talked about shutdown corners and the best corner in the league – he was that guy. He had a nice long career, all of his interceptions and all that. The humbling thing is when I see that, I look and I go, these guys are all up. And I go, okay, they got to knock that down to 5 to 7 people. I'm like, everybody on the – after they make the first cut or two, I'm like, every one of these dudes deserve to be in
like
it.
Like the Bills.
Really.
The Bills have 5 guys from that run in the 90s when you first got in the league.
It's unbelievable.
They never won a Super Bowl, lost 4.
Yeah.
You guys won 3 in 4 years. You don't have one guy from that team.
Well – okay, we've got guy. He's been part of 3, you know.
Yeah.
So I do feel like, and it's not just because he's my teammate. I remember when he was playing. It was a shutdown thing. So I think he does.
Adam, great to see you.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thanks for coming by. Adam Vinatieri with
us. Thanks for the hats.
Thanks,
on Zolak and Bertrand and the world, the Big Y World Class Market guest chair.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.